You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy?
Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest in the studio, returning again, Carol Bergman from Darbydale Kennels in Williamston. If you remember, Rick, Carol is the lady whose dog in 2004 won Best in Show at Westminster, an unbelievable accomplishment. Welcome back to the show, Carol.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Carol, for any of our guests or any of our listeners who haven't heard your conversation, can you tell our listeners what it was like to have a dog not just compete in Westminster, but actually win the big prize?
Well, it's like what's coming up this weekend is Super Bowl. It's what you train for. It's what you do all your work for. And this is what makes it worth it.
Well, how did you go about doing it? I mean, at what point did you realize that Josh was absolutely ready to compete at that level? And what did you do to get him to the point where he just came in with an unbelievable performance that still, in my mind, could be one of the best ever performances that I saw between a dog and the crowd?
Right. He really likes the crowd. He always would bark at them. But, well, it starts when you keep a puppy and you grow them out. You take a guess. There's some luck. There's some knowledge. But you grow them out, raise them up the best you can, and then one day you look at them and say, wow, that's pretty nice. And then, you know, you take it from there. With Josh, he started showing at a young age. And he got his championship rather quickly. And then we held him back a little bit to let him mature a little bit so he can compete with the big boys. And when he went out, he just took off. He was, people really loved him. He was a dog that most judges, all around judges liked, breed judges liked, because he had the type that a Newfoundland should have. And we took the cue from there.
Was there, would you say that socialization when he was younger played a big part or a little part, or was it mainly just his presence from birth?
Well, it played a part, but that dog had a natural sense about him.
Right.
He knew what people were looking at him, and he turned it on. Mm. But you do have to socialize
sure.
him. He did go
sure.
out as a young
sure.
dog.
Is it like a conscious effort, or you're just part of the whole process? You know, you go out and you show him and whatnot, and through that he gets socialized. You're not having to take special conscious efforts on how you socialize him?
It depends on the dog. Some dogs need extra effort.
Okay.
Like we start taking our young dogs to a training class, a confirmation class when mm-hmm. they're young, and also we take them, they travel to the shows with us, so they get used to the routine, and then by the time they're ready to show, they're used to it. They know what it's all about. They know what you expect of them.
No, so move forward a little bit with Josh. From there, what happened that kind of made you like turn on the light and say, you know, we're going all the way with this?
Wow, you think you're going to go all the way?
Everyone,
he went out there and he took the dog world by storm.
Yeah.
He kept winning. He has the most best in shows of any Newfoundland in the history of the breed. So you take it from there. You know, you keep going and keep going and keep going. Then your lineup of judges has to be right. Some mm-hmm. judges, they look at Newfoundlands, but they don't really consider them. A lot of you see the toy dogs or the terriers
yeah.
or, you know, yeah. the short-coated dogs that really look crisp and nice and are impressive. And, you know, a lot
yeah.
of times they take the show, but...
David Fry said that there would definitely be a lot of attention on the small breeds, the toy breeds and such.
Right.
And that's probably pretty typical.
Right. It is. It is.
Now, Carol, when it comes to the show itself, did Josh the first year, my understanding was that he won breed, but he didn't win show. And then the following year, he won best in show. Is that
right.
correct?
The first year that he went, he won the breed, and then he did win the working group.
Okay.
And he did not win best in show that year. The next year, he went back And then that's when he won Best in Show.
How much did the experience of the first year make a difference on the success the second year?
Made a lot of difference. This is not a typical show. There's tons of people. The crowd's there. They're in an arena. A lot of noise. They're turning lights on and off. For instance, Best in Show, they lower the lights. A spotlight comes on. A lot of dogs aren't used to that, and they don't know what's going on. And they need to get used to that. But when they get used to it, and they're a show dog, and they know how to turn it on, they do.
Now, with the show coming up in the next week or so, if you had to give advice to people who are going there and competing for the first time, what would you tell them?
Get ready for a heck of an experience. I'd say take a lot of help because you're shuffling dogs. You're trying to park in New York City. Take a lot of help so that you can keep the dog calm. You're not being nervous around them. And just prepare to answer a lot of questions from the crowd because that's what they're there to see. They're there to learn about the dogs and the different breeds. And really enjoy it. Take the whole thing in because it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Now, if you're showing up with your dog in the weather like we're having, is that going to present any particular, you know, snags?
Is yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No
coming from a dog with a long coat,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some people, a lot of Afghan people, will wrap the coat, and you actually put booties on your dog to keep the coat dry from getting the salt and the snow and all that in it, because it will take a longer time to get them ready. You have to wash their feet off, wash their coat, dry them. You know, it's a lot more difficult than if it was dry out. So, yeah, there's a lot more preparation.
Now, if someone were considering, boy, you know, how could I compete with my dog in there? What's the process that it takes to get from I have a really great dog that I think can compete to getting to a show like Westminster?
Right. Well, I would say first try to find out about any local kennel clubs because you get a lot of experienced people there. They can look at your dog. They can tell you if your inclination is correct. And then they can help lead you along the way. You want to first start out showing at local shows, see how you do. You have to learn, too, how to show your dog. Go to some confirmation classes. But mainly just going to local shows around the area. You can get experience. And if your dog keeps winning, hey, you know, go for it.
And some of these people, to some, it's a new experience and you can go all the way. And in others, they make it almost their life career.
Right.
If I remember, there's a number of dogs where there's actual handlers. It's not just always the owner of the dog.
Right. A lot of times professional handlers do step in, either if the owner can't show the dog or they don't want to, they get too nervous, then you can go ahead and use a professional handler. And they're used to dealing with specific breeds or all breeds, so they're going to know the perfect way to present your dog.
And my understanding is some of the top handlers are very in demand and a lot of time in these shows have multiple dogs that they're showing.
Right. Some handlers take, you know, up to 10 dogs, depending on the dogs that are winning that year, what they have that they're showing at the time. So quite a few of the handlers take multiple dogs.
Interesting. So when will Darbydale Kennels have their next great show dog? What's the future for your kennel?
Well, I was going to enter one of my boys this year, except for I had to have foot surgery, and I'm just recovering from that. Maybe next year.
Okay.
We'll see. My dogs that I started to show this year is on a good path of winning. So we'll see how he takes off and see what occurs in the next year and maybe next year.
And you also breed, if I'm not mistaken, Portuguese water dogs. Any of those dogs have a show future?
I have a few that are coming up and look really nice right now, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay, because for our audience who may not know, I believe that's the breed of dog that the president has.
That's
if I'm
right.
not mistaken.
Yep. That's right.
How and that just happened over the last couple of years. How has that changed the recognition of the breed?
A lot. Anytime a popular figure or a dog's in a movie, a specific breed, it makes the breed more popular, which can be good and can be bad.
What are some of the good things about it?
good things are the dogs get recognized, and if they are a nice breed, people really embrace them, and, you know, they really make good family pets, and people just find out. They mm-hmm. get more knowledge about them. Mm-hmm. On the bad side, sometimes they do get a little too popular, and people tend to breed to have puppies to sell for money.
Right,
they think it's
right,
a big
right.
quick cash crop.
Type situation. Yeah,
yeah
it's unfortunate. And they probably, there's some people that are going to buy them for
right.
the impulse, not for the reason
right.
why they should get one.
Right.
So, yeah.
And sometimes,
same old message.
Yeah, sometimes yeah. the people that breed just haphazardly, you know, don't do the right health checks.
Absolutely. Or worry about the right lineage,
right,
lineage.
Right. Right.
Genetics and such.
Yep,
so
that's exactly right.
Well, thank you for doing such a good job.
Well,
we appreciate it, and good
it.
Things happen from it.
I hope so.
Yeah,
we've
yeah.
been talking this morning with Carol Bergman, who is the owner of Darbydale Kennels in Williamston, and her dog Josh was the winner of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in 2004. Thanks, Carol, for coming in. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation with Sue Rose, who is a judge at AKC events, right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.